Yeah, we were delighted, obviously, with the way we finished the league and things were coming along. Still an awful lot of work to do, but things were going to come thick and fast, but everything just slowed down. So we've had time to take stock and try and prepare as best we can with a lot of uncertainty there for a while, but it's absolutely fantastic just to have a fixture now.
But it was highly unusual, wasn't it? Because everyone was in the same boat, literally. There was no date, there was nothing on the horizon, and dare I say it, the night that John Horan, the president of the GAA, was on the Sunday game, it almost felt like a moment of doom and gloom, almost, wasn't it? Like that, there was nothing there to cling on to almost after that night.
No, there wasn't, and I suppose in a way, not that there was a balloon to burst, but it definitely, after that, kind of maybe hit home a small bit that we mightn't have championship at all. Mm. Although, as a management, we felt that we would have the lads prepared as best we can if and when it came around, and felt that it would come around. So hopefully, all things going well and God willing, that we will have the championship. But as I was saying, just really looking forward to, delighted to get a fixture first of all, and then really looking forward to actually going out and playing games. But firstly, obviously, why we're here today is the club draw. So can't wait as a management to have a look at the lads playing further clubs. We expect them to perform and to dominate further clubs.
Before we leave that for a minute, in that lockdown period, what did you do? Like, obviously, the lads were training away on personal programs and all that. Like, but
yeah, the management and the backroom team were absolutely fantastic. It was a great time for Lucas. Obviously, he was delighted himself. He got a second pre-season. So he gave some individualised pats and group pats for guys who needed to work on different stuff, be it to work on their lean muscle mass or their speed or their strength, or from a hurling perspective, getting a better touch, better hands, etc. So generally I suppose for a while it particularly with Lucas's work, it was very individual because they all had those different things to work on. But overall, as a group, we actually kept in contact, had a bit of crack, had a bit of competition as well. So we felt it was a good opportunity to get to know the guys in a different way. And we think we definitely did. It was amazing. You could see the personalities of guys, and we're dealing with them, talking to them on Zoom calls and everything else, and at the various challenges that we gave them. So it did allow us to get to know the boys differently.
Then you're fast forward to now. You're still quite a bit out from that October 31st, November 1st game. But the draw came on Friday night. There was all talks of structures and that. But you know now you're in a Leinster semi-final. You don't want to go that route, but there is a back door at least. So you kind of, you have a structure now on where you're heading, haven't you?
Well, we have the structure now, and I suppose when you look at it, if you, and we're in the semi-final, so if you win, you're out every second week, so you could have four matches, you know. If you lose, you could be out every week. So I suppose the trick is to keep winning, you know. But again, as you were saying, Sean, it's a long way away. It's over 4 months away. There's an awful lot of hurling to be played for all the boys, for the clubs during the club championship. We'll have to assess and see where they are once the county final is over. I'm sure we will have some form of injuries to see if we can over there, and just see what we have, what kind of shape they're in, and more particularly what kind of form the various players are in. We knew some guys would come back after the long break a different way to some of the other lads. Some have come back really well, some haven't come back maybe that we thought they might be a bit further down the line, but again, as we said, we've got a long, long way to go yet.
The club championship gives you the chance to look at it now, and it also gives a chance for lads. The one thing about hurling is you have to be playing the game, don't you, Shane? So at least they'll get the competitive games there.
Oh yeah, absolutely, and you can see it there. Like, they're playing every second week in the championship themselves. So it'll come thick and fast. They won't have time to breathe effectively, but it should make for a really exciting championship.
Not to talk about club and county, but not a common sense needed too, isn't there? I mean, you were involved in a PRC, you brought it to an Ireland Club final. You know the ins and outs here, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I spent 4 years managing the PRC, and as I was saying to the delegates earlier, you know, I was a club manager who had no control over the county players, and now I'm a county manager with no control over the county players. So it hasn't. So well used to that, but as both of the boys themselves, you know, like, need to look after themselves in order to be the best for themselves, for their clubs, and then eventually when they come back after the club championship, to be the best for Galway. So really, they need to manage themselves. Most of them are well used to doing it. Some require more help than others, and we'll be there for that fallback if necessary.
in terms of development of players, you've been bringing in and out players at different times. The panel, as you've always said, has been open-ended, but if there is one positive in the sense that you now have Joseph Cooney back on the panel.
That's right. Joseph came back, just as I think COVID had kind of hit Australia, so he has been back. He had an awful lot of work to do himself. He has put in that work, but he's no different to others. We've had other players who've been in or around the squad, ask them to do a bit of work, and they've come back in, and we're looking forward to seeing them, and we'll reintroduce them, because as you were saying, you know, our squad is fluid. Whereas we have a 36, it isn't the defined squad now for the remainder of the year. We're going to see who has form, who doesn't, and how to get on the club championship.
And there's a different dynamic as well in terms of you're playing at a different time of the year. We've brought up with waiting for the summer and the ball hop and the dust rise, and you're now going to be likely playing probably in central venues. You're going to be playing in worse conditions. It's a whole new dynamic, isn't it?
Well, I'm not too sure you could play in worse conditions than we actually then played in February, against Cork and Tip at times. Yeah. The weather was unbelievable, you know, so I suppose in November it can be more sustained. There were kind of squalls that were coming in, but there wouldn't be much difference between November and February weather-wise. The difference is, I think, is, as you were said, playing in centralised venues, and maybe if you are playing in Croke Park, for example, that pitch will be able to withstand whatever weather is there. So I suppose you look at it from a management point of view. Do you continue to train the way you were training for championship for summer hurling, or do you actually tweak it and take into account the fact that it's going to be in November, albeit in Croke Park, for example? So that's something that we'd have to look at as a management, and obviously it would depend on the opposition then as well.
Wexford, I mean, there's a real rivalry developing. Obviously, since the round robin has come in, Galway play Wexford every year, but there really is a rivalry developing. A little bit of pressure on Wexford now too. Got to the All-Ireland semi-final last year. You know, they're going to be under pressure to perform as well.
Yeah, I'm not too sure that they'd be under pressure as such to perform. I think David Fiss has done a fantastic job down there. You can see it, as you said, they've played Galway over the last 3 years. They have been tight. The Leinster final, all right, we were very strong a few years ago. But the other two games have been extremely tight. I think the way they're hurling, they get some great scores. They're very hard to get scores against. So overall, we'll have our work cut out for us, because they are the Leinster champions. And I suppose we, albeit a scoring difference, finished fourth in Leinster last year. But must be really looking forward to it. Obviously, I haven't got to speak to them yet, but I'm sure they're relishing it now.
Finally, you're an intercounty manager, but in the midst of all this, you're trying to manage now the COVID as well. And, you know, we even see it here tonight with the social distancing. We know that the cleansing and the sanitisation that has to take place with gear. It is a different ballgame, isn't it?
It is a different ballgame, but in a way, I suppose we won't know, because it's the 14th of September before we can go back collectively. So it's the responsibility on the clubs and the various officers, you know, which is a huge responsibility for them. So I wouldn't envy anyone who is that COVID officer or clubs themselves to actually try and organise it. So I suppose by the time we come around, players, management, the whole lot will be used to whatever needs to be done.